Once again, be aware of the grove and the mound, being aware of the great birch tree in the east of the room, the great ash tree in the south, alive with bright red fire and green leaf. Be aware of the sea oak in the west and the great yew in the north. Feel the trees interlocking their branches and roots. See the great mound in the middle of the room. And sit for a moment with your co-walker. Letting the co-walker lead you to one of the four trees. Letting yourself become one with that tree. Together with the co-walker, entering into the tree. Feeling its qualities, feeling its life. Feeling its power of growth, of leaf and flower and fruit and seed. Feeling its rootedness in the earth and its expansion into space. Be with the co-walker in the deep places of the tree. Explore the root and branch and trunk, letting the co-walker show you the way. From that place of being deep in the tree, feel the connection of your tree with the other three trees. Feel the intermingling of root and branch, one with the other. Touch this place that is the oath of birch and ash and oak and yew. Touch the fourfold promise of the trees to guard and guide, protect and teach. Sink into the fourfold promise. Birch and ash, oak and yew. And as you find that compact, that fusion, find yourself in the middle of the mound, in the center point, being the axis of the mound, with the helix wrapped around you, being the straight line and the spiral, holding the four trees in balance, holding the height and the depth in balance, standing together with the co-walker, leaning into the co-walker, receiving their help, to stand in the middle of the mound before the four trees, to to balance the world, being the living spiral straight image.